Lucas, how big will this company be?
Well, it'll be one of the kind of three or four largest entertainment companies in the world. Warner Media was already a pretty substantial enterprise, as you noted, CNN, Warner Brothers, HBO, different Turner networks like TNT and TBS. Now they're adding in or combining with Discovery, which has not only a number of U.S. cable networks, like the Food Network, but it also has operations in Europe. It has kind of a large sports media business. They're trying to compete really with Netflix and Disney and Amazon, some of these big streaming services. And so you're seeing two pretty sizable media companies merge, believing that scale will give them better hope of doing so.
That is a lot of content. Can they compete? I mean, how will they compete against the likes of Disney and Netflix?
I think they can compete because HBO Max was already in a pretty strong position to compete. To me, the takeaway from this is not so much that HBO Max wasn't in a position to compete, but that AT&T decided it didn't want to spend the money required of it in order to compete. This is a very expensive game. Netflix is going to spend more than $17 billion on programming this year. I don't know what Disney's at, but it's pretty close to that. AT&T is a phone company, and it needs money to invest in its wireless networks and to compete with Verizon and Sprint, T-Mobile. And I don't know that it had that much interest in losing several billion dollars a year to build up HBO Max, whereas Discovery is willing to take that risk.
What does this mean for consumers?
It's a tough question to answer right now because the leaders of these different companies haven't said much about what this new venture will look like. There's currently a few different streaming services in the marketplace. There's HBO Max and there's also Discovery Plus. It would make sense to either combine them as just one service or sell them in some kind of bundle that's discounted to the customer. I think you'll expect to see something of that sort. Beyond that, that would be the easiest way to impact the consumer, but we don't have the particulars on it just yet.
And how quickly is this going to move forward?
The deal itself will take at least a few months. It depends on how close a look the government decides to take at it. You are combining a lot of different cable networks under one umbrella. And then within the company, that integration, I spoke with someone at Discovery this morning who said that they expect that to take at least a couple of years for everyone to figure out how it's going to work.